Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Being a guy has a lot of upsides. Like, we get to pee standing up, and we get all these giant muscles. But there's also some downsides to being a guy, like going bald early and the fact that it's hard to find spaces to talk about our issues. Most guys don't really talk about what's bothering them. They just talk about their hobbies, like video games or sports. I know my friend group is guilty of that. All we ever talk about is gaming, basically. That's why I'm an advocate of BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you can find a therapist suited to your needs and your schedule to talk about whatever is bothering you in life. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/r/ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/r/. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where OP's girlfriend expects him to pay for her vacation to go sleep with another guy. Am I the butthole for refusing to pay for my girlfriend's plane ticket after she decided to stay longer on her trip without me? So here's the deal. I'm a 28-year-old guy and my girlfriend is 27. We've been dating for 2 years, and I planned a 2-week vacation to Italy. I paid for the flights, hotels, everything, because I make more than she does, and I wanted it to be a stress-free trip for both of us. Everything was great, until the last day when she tells me that she wants to stay longer to find herself and think about our relationship without me. She didn't discuss this with me beforehand, and it completely blindsided me. I was hurt and told her that if she feels she needs time alone, then she should also be independent financially during the extension of her trip. I said that I would not be paying for her new return ticket whenever she decides to come back. Now she's upset, calling me unsupportive and selfish. And some of our friends are saying that I'm being a butthole because I left her stranded in a foreign country without financial help. So, Reddit, am I the butthole for refusing to pay for her new plane ticket home after she chose to extend her trip without any heads up? Yo, OP, you didn't leave her stranded in a foreign country. You literally bought her a plane ticket to come back with you. If she doesn't want to use that ticket, then that's on her. My guess is what probably happened here is that this romantic trip to Italy wasn't quite as magical as she thought it was going to be, and she thought, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm probably not going to stay with this guy forever, so I'll just try to milk an extra week of vacation out of him, then go back home and dump him. But there's an update, let's see if I'm right. We're both back in America now, and she's packing her stuff to go stay with her family for a bit until she can find a new place. Soon after I made my first post, it was time to go to the airport, so I did, without her. I'm one of those people who arrives really early because I never think that I'll get to the gate in time because everything that could go wrong probably would go wrong. I was there for about an hour by myself, mulling things over and talking to my mom. I looked at a couple of responses to this post, but I didn't trust that I wouldn't lose it if I started responding, and I definitely didn't want to burst into tears while I was at the airport. As I was talking to my mom, my girlfriend showed up. I guess she thought that I was bluffing, but she had a rude awakening when the hotel staff kicked her out of the room because I'd only paid through the day. I took no small amount of satisfaction in this, not gonna lie. She'd been so concerned about the plane ticket that she didn't even stop to think about where she was gonna stay. As many of you guessed, she met someone while we were in Italy. Oh, there we go, there we go. So I was, not really, I was kind of close. Turns out when she said find herself, what she really meant was find herself some dick. She was quick to tell me that it was just physical attraction and that they hadn't done anything. But she had his Instagram account and she wanted to see if it would go anywhere. I guess that's what I get for not feeling well and wanting to stay inside one night while she went out to explore. Obviously, I told her things were over between us. Even though she tried to make it sound like nothing had happened, the fact was, A, I could no longer feel like I could trust her. And B, I don't really want to be with someone who feels like it's okay to still keep her options open when she's been in a monogamous relationship for 2 years. The flight home was awkward as hell, and she tried really hard to make another pitch as to why we should stay together when we were driving home from the airport. I think as we got closer to home, reality started setting in, and she realized that she had just thrown a lot away. So yeah, I'm jet lagged and physically and emotionally exhausted. I'm just kind of numb at this point. OP, I think you dodged a bullet here, because not only is this woman effectively a cheater, but also she's just straight up dumb. Like, the thought never even crossed her mind. Wait a second. So, I have to pay for a hotel room? Huh? You mean if I stay here for another week, they won't just let me live here for free? Huh? What? A cheater and a doofus. I'm honestly not sure which one is worse. Nah, probably cheating, to be honest. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your girlfriend 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. How do you say the audacity in Italian? L'audacia. Am I the butthole for telling my father I do know about that? I'm a 28-year-old woman and a wildlife biologist. I have a master's degree in wildlife conservation, and I'm hoping to go for my doctorate soon. I've worked in this field since I was 16, and I'm very passionate about it. When visiting my family recently for Easter, my mom asked me to tell the family a little bit about my work. I was very excited to talk about my current research. Here's where the issue comes in, though. My father, who's 60, would respond to almost everything I said with, I don't know about that. At first, I tried to ignore it, but it just didn't stop. Eventually, I responded, well, I do know, given that I have 2 degrees and all. I responded in a light, playful tone, but he didn't take it well at all. He immediately accused me of being disrespectful. I responded, I'm sorry, but it's disrespectful of you to insinuate that you know more than I do about my own field. Dinner got pretty quiet after that. I finished the meal, helped with the dishes, and said goodbye before leaving. But on the ride home, I got a phone call from my mother asking me why I felt the need to aggregate my father and why I had to talk back. I'm a 28-year-old professional. This feels insane to me. Am I the butthole? All right, OP, this is a tale as old as time. Good old Pops is used to being the big man on campus, the boss, the guy in charge, the dude who knows everything in the family. But now that you've grown up, left the nest, and learned about the world, you know more than he does, so he's trying to tear you down so that he can feel big. OP, when your dad said, oh, I don't know about that, you should have said, yeah, you don't know about that. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your mom and your dad both 1 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for flipping out on my fiancé after her daughter almost got me arrested? I'm a 38-year-old man, and I got engaged to my fiancé, who's 37, about 3 months ago. We've been dating for almost 3 years. She has 2 kids from a previous relationship, a 15-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy. Their dad is involved in their lives, and for the most part, the adults all co-parent and communicate well. I get along really well with a 12-year-old, but I've always struggled to build a relationship with my soon-to-be stepdaughter, Riley. Riley has made it very clear to me, my fiancé, and her biological dad that she does not view me as a parent, and she does not want me to try to be a father to her because she already has one. A few days ago, my fiancé sent me a text asking me if I could pick up Riley from school because she had something come up at work and it was going to keep her late. She told me that she would call the school to let them know that I'd be picking up Riley because I wasn't on the approved pickup list yet. However, when I got to Riley's school, it quickly became apparent that my fiancé forgot to call the school. The school has locked doors that require you to have a code or be buzzed in by the office. I buzzed into the office to let them know that I was there to pick up Riley and that my fiancé should have called to let them know. They didn't know anything about it. I was left waiting outside for 5 to 10 minutes while they figured it out. I tried calling and texting my fiancé, but she didn't answer. Then, the school resource officer, an actual uniformed cop, came out and told me that I would have to leave, and if I refused, then he would arrest me for trespassing. I tried talking with him, but he just kept saying that I wasn't authorized to be on school property and that I had to leave. I had no choice but to leave without Riley. Finally, an hour later, my fiancé called me back. I explained what happened, and she apologized for forgetting to call the school because she got distracted with work. She told me that she would figure it out and meet me at home. When she and Riley got home, Riley went straight to her room. My fiancé sat me down and told me that Riley had lied to the office and told them that she didn't know who I was and had never seen me before. She thought it'd be funny. She told me that she explained to Riley how dangerous that was gonna work with Riley's dad to figure out a punishment. Needless to say, I did not take that news well. I admit that I did raise my voice to her. I didn't yell, but I did get louder than I usually talk. She told me to calm down, and I told her that I won't calm down because her daughter almost got me arrested because she thought it'd be funny. I told my fiancé that she is just as responsible for this as Riley is because she didn't call the school, and she put me in a position where I looked like a creep or a predator. My fiancé thinks that I'm overreacting and that I need to let her and Riley's dad handle this. Yo, this situation sucks. It's funny how everyone in this family is telling OP that he can't be a parent, but then they still expect him to do parent chores. So you're definitely not the dad, but you gotta pick her up from school. It's like, come on guys, you gotta pick one. You gotta pick one. Also, this doesn't feel like a funny prank. This feels like intentional malice. I think you're completely justified in being angry, OP. Your fiance was careless and your stepdaughter is a little turd. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving the two women in this story 2 out of 5 buttholes. Would I be the butthole if I texted my husband's female best friend to see her reaction? My husband has a best friend from college. I never had issues with her until my wedding a month ago when my maid of honor overheard her snapping at another friend of hers that she has him when she wants him. When the friend teased her that she lost him and he was the one who got away. I told my husband about it a few days ago, but he denied anything happened between them. He was very calm when he said it. Almost too calm. Anyways, I have no proof and I trust him. Until I used his phone when my phone died. He was driving and I was making a playlist on his phone. Then I looked through his iMessages and he had no thread with her. I mean, I know for a fact that they text, but there was nothing. I didn't say anything, but last night I literally saw her name pop up among the texts. When he went to bed, I looked and there was no text thread. He's actively deleting them. Now, my question is, if I ask him, he'll just deny it, but I know that I need proof. Would I be the butthole if I initiated a conversation with her, acting like I'm my husband to see what's up? I need proof and peace of mind. Then, down in the comments, OP posts an update. He's cheating. I went through his deleted messages, but it was empty, so he's been deleting the deleted messages as well. I sent her a "what are you doing" text message because this is how he texts when he's bored. She said that she was in bed, and I, as my husband, said that I was in bed too, watching Succession. She asked if I was sleeping. Then, it didn't take long before she started sexting. In a way, that made it obvious that they've done it multiple times. I ended it quickly because, honestly, I felt nauseous. I didn't want to sext her. I sent all the evidence to myself. Tomorrow, I'll be moving back to my parents' place and starting the divorce. I will not tell my husband why. Then, 2 days later, OP posted another update. I left my husband, and I'm now writing this from the comfort of my mom's bed. We kicked out my dad because I want all my mom's attention. They've been showering me with food and candy. I left my husband without saying why, just that I wanted a divorce and that I don't love him anymore. I ended our marriage with a text while he was out because he's not worth more than that. When he got home, I was gone. I blocked him because I never want to see or hear from him again. The rumors started spreading pretty fast though because I told my friends and family the truth. So now he's angry, thinking that his affair partner revealed the secret on purpose, so he's bashing her on social media. And she's fighting him back and fighting with other friends too. She texted me saying that I'm a hoe who ruined her reputation and friendships, and that he never loved me anyway, and he married me because I'm a dumb hoe. I just blocked her. Yo, what? Of all the insults the affair partner could have sent OP, she called OP a hoe? What? She got married in a monogamous relationship and she's a hoe? At least use an applicable insult, lady. Like, B-word, call her a butthole, whatever, man. But you are objectively the hoe. Oh, God, people are so dumb. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. This one's super, super easy. I'm giving your husband and the affair partner 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. My boyfriend prank broke up with me and he didn't like my reaction. Am I the butthole? I'm a 38-year-old woman and he's 37. We've been together for 3 years and planning to move in together before the summer. Everything was amazing and I've been so excited. He was visiting the family over Easter and we kept the usual contact and I love you / I miss you talk. Then he texted me saying that he's been having cold feet and he wasn't sure about us and it was over. I immediately called him and he said the same things. I told him we could talk when he got home, but he said that it was no use. I texted him later that we should talk when he's back home so that we could talk face to face. He wrote to say, "I'm sorry for hurting you, but it's over." This seemed very final to me, so I wrote, "I understand. Good luck to you." Then I stopped trying to contact him. A few days later he called, but I didn't answer. Then he texted me to pick up, but I didn't. He came home yesterday and he was so angry. He said that it was a joke, but he was hurt over how indifferent I acted and that I gave up so easily. He yelled some more and then left. I'm very heartbroken right now. I just believed him and acted accordingly, but he thinks that even if it was true, I should have been more devastated that a beautiful relationship of 3 years has ended, and that it deserved better than an okay, good luck text message. That I didn't fight enough for the relationship. Yo, this guy is 37? 37 years old, and he's like, I'm gonna do a prank on, check it out, guys, I'm gonna do a prank on my girlfriend and text her that I'm dumping her. Won't that be so lit? Won't that be so fire?
I mean, I could see looking past this, if this was like a 16-year-old girl and a 17-year-old guy, then it's like, okay, I get it. They're dumb teenagers. It's a stupid prank. It's just a prank, bro, you know, whatever. Maybe they can move past it. But the dude's almost 40. All right, it's time to move on, OP. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving this guy, I don't know, 2 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/ am I the butthole. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.